Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, December 7th, 2018. Great week on the show, which will get recapped by producer Dan and his weekly wrap-up. Kennedy is killing it with the toy collection because she is shaming high school kids. My son's not doing his homework, and Kevin Hart is out at the Oscars. Quite the interesting day in Hollywood. Yesterday, we started with the Golden Globe nominations. Kevin Hart being announced as host of the Oscars, and by last night, Kevin Hart stepping down as host of the Oscars. I'll read you a little bit of this story. From Variety, Kevin Hart, the comedian, was announced as the host for the 91st Annual Academy Awards. Turn of events had followed outcry over previous anti-gay tweets and comments he had made during stand-up routines nearly a decade ago. Some of the tweets were deleted. They tried to go in and take them all down. And then this is where things took a turn for the worse. He hopped on social media and posted a video. Here's some of that audio.
I swear, man, our world is becoming beyond crazy. And I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. My team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God.
So was it?
I don't think it took a turn for the worse. I like what he did personally.
Well, I mean, I think
I mean,
that
for
it's,
him, it's a terrible.
Yeah,
thing.
It sucks that he's not hosting, but I understand why he stepped down.
But
I
that
appreciate
was his choice.
That.
Yeah,
I appreciate that he stepped down and he said, you know, he said he didn't want to take away from the night because the night was about all these other people who did amazing work. I appreciate that. I also agree with what he's saying that. You know, I was having a discussion with this, and it sounds weird, but I was having it at a funeral a couple weeks ago, and it was the same thing. It's you say things that are in context at the time that are completely different, and times change, and people change, and people grow.
And that's what he said. He goes, yeah. If you think I'm still the same person I was 10 years ago, then I can't help you.
I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, then do you. I'm the wrong guy, man. I'm in a great place, a great mature place, where all I do is spread positivity. If you're not doing that, you're not on my page.
He says, and I quote, I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologize to the LGBT community for my insensitive words from my past. I'm sorry that I hurt people. I'm evolving. I want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together, not to tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again. So again, that is Kevin Hart, who has now stepped down as host of the Academy Awards.
I feel like he did everything that you're supposed to do in this situation when this comes up. Because it comes up all the time.
Right.
He went out, he apologized for things he said to a sincere apology to the people that he offended in the past. And he said, look, that's not how I am right now. I apologize for what I did. He said to the Oscars, he said, I'm going to step down, bam. And then he's like, but also, I'm going to stand up for, you know, what I believe is right.
I guess if it would have been me in that situation, it's hard to put yourself in a situation like that. But the first thing I would have done was apologized. And they didn't. They tried to scramble a little bit. Let's delete the tweets. Let's try and make it go away.
Those were his people. And he never did. He came right out and said it. Do you know what I mean? He came right out
and
said it.
Well, he didn't. Part of that is, well, you know, that was 10 years ago. And 10 years ago isn't that long ago when you're talking about what's going on in the gay community. You know, this isn't 30 years ago or 50 years ago.
Yeah, but Carson, we've all said stupid things in our lives.
I get that.
And it's so not fair to judge you on the things that you did in the past.
I get it, but it's
unless
you
were, like, out there burning crosses or doing something really, really massively wrong.
Yeah, no. But we're talking about 2010. We're not talking about 1988.
But did you read them?
No, I didn't have a chance to
then
read
them don't, yet. Because he was like, some of them were like him making fun of his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was tongue-in-cheek with friendships.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, you are a da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sure.
Never did he say that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I think I also, oh, I'm sorry, Annie, go ahead.
I think it's hard, too, because he's a comedian, and like it's hard to kind of push the boundaries without offending people. And that's kind of what he's always been known for.
Right.
He works harder than anyone I know. Mm-hmm. He really, really does.
Oh, I love
him. He's a
super funny dude.
But I agree with what he's doing. I mean, I am totally not.
I would not have stepped.
Anything,
what I was going to finish with was, though, is I would not have stepped down. I would have allowed the Academy to make that choice.
They did. They said, apologize or you can't come back.
And so why
didn't he? He didn't want to apologize to them.
Yeah.
He didn't think he owed it.
Yeah. Mm.
he did what he did because he felt like he said what he needed to say.
Yeah. Right.
And he said, I'm just not going to make a mess of this anymore. I'm out.
Right. He doesn't owe the Academy an apology. He owes the people that he offended an apology. Mm. And that's not the Academy.
Mm.
Yeah. I hope that more people do start taking this tact because I'm sorry, but it's a way of holding people hostage by, yes, something you said, and you should always be accountable for what you said, but you have to be able to move on.
I'm just super glad there wasn't social media when I was a younger person. I'm sure they could have come at me hot.
Dashing through the mall with Mix 104.1. Bring your toys for tots, and it will be so fun.
Hey.
Carson and Kennedy are here to bring you joy. Come on down to the mall and don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for tots, toys for tots with Mix 104.1. Bring your toy to the mall and it will be so fun. Hey!
Those were the Friends of Broadway from Sudbury. They came out to one of the Simon Malls where we were collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. So we set out every year to collect all of these toys. We were headed to South Shore Plaza tomorrow, 11 to 1. North Shore Mall, 12 to 2. We wrap it up next Saturday. We're going to have a party, a pancakes and pajamas party at City Tap down in the Seaport. That's open for everybody to come by. Come out, hang out with us.
In pajamas.
If you bring a toy, you get a pancake for free, I think is what they're doing.
Don't bring pancakes. Bring your pajamas and toys.
Right. Exactly.
We'll have the pancakes.
But we're a little bit stressed out because as we come up on the end of this, obviously we still have a long way to go. And this year we added a new challenge for the four of us, well, the five of us really, is to collect toys from some schools. I'm using my son's school. Kennedy's using Wellesley High School.
Go Raiders.
Salt, you're using
Martinson Elementary. Metro Marshfield, baby. Woo!
Atlantic Middle School. Go Admirals.
Home of the Rams.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little stressed. I was in there. The box was kind of full, but I'm not sure. My son's school is 100%. They just had the other things going on. They do a giving tree. They do all of these other things.
Yeah, there's lots of excuses out there. Lots of excuses.
Oh, you're coming in hot, Kennedy. Coming in hot.
I honestly, at the beginning of this, I was very worried about how I was going to do because this was a new, I don't have a lot of experience with schools in general.
Sure.
Same.
And then going into this new school, and Annie set the bar because it's like she just stepped out of there yesterday.
She gets, I know. She literally, the they still she know went her. To.
You know,
stop.
It's not my fault. I'm the mayor of Quincy. That's not my problem.
And she was crushing it. I thought Carson, you being with your school and Baird School, you do so much. And then Kennedy, I was like, no way, Kennedy's not going to do it. And then I'm like, all right, I feel good now. I feel good after last week.
Kennedy, in fact, if you did not hear this audio, this is pretty funny because Kennedy was a little bit worried about Wellesley.
No, I'm very worried.
Oh, well, I thought maybe you were past that now.
Nope.
Play that. I'll tell you in a minute.
Like, there were some really cute elementary kid interviews today on the radio, and we've got to...
And they're coming for you.
We got to stop on it.
They already have 200 toys. We don't. They're fifth graders. You're not. You have cars. You have money. You can drive. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
That is hard truths with Auntie Kennedy.
I got a call from the secretary yesterday, who I love.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't even listen to the radio anymore. I feel shame, she said. And I said, look it. I want you to know that every number of toys you give us is perfect, and we're so
totally,
thankful.
Totally, totally.
Yesterday, they came in hot. They had their Christmas concert last night. Nice. They scrapped admission and said, just bring a toy.
Uh-huh. Oh, good for them.
Wow.
They did a huge email blast. They said the box up front is full. I got an email from one of the parents who was at the concert saying there were so many toys.
Uh-oh. Oh, great.
So I just want to give mad props to my people in Wellesley.
Uh-oh. All right.
I'm happy for you. Thank you for doing
it. Hey, Barrett School.
Wonderful.
Barrett School, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? I'm just saying.
No, they're doing Spanish homework. All right, so has anyone here actually donated a toy yet?
People! I promise!
Oh, my God. Annie, how's your school doing?
I got a text message from Hillary yesterday, the woman that was my teacher that I'm working with, and she sent me a picture of the box that's already full. So, coming for all of you.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I may have gone to a store in Charlestown yesterday trying to solicit them to help out Barrett's school.
Mm-hmm. Cheater.
Well, no, that's resourceful is what that
that's
is.
Capitalism.
He's technically a parent at his son's school.
I'm a parent at the school.
So I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
At this point, it's all hands on deck. We got 10,000 toys we got to get to.
Dashing through the mall with Mix 104.1. Bring your toys for tots, and it will be so fun. Carson and Kennedy are here to bring you joy. Come on down to the mall and don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for tots. Toys for Tots with Mix 104.1. Bring your toy to the mall and it will be so fun. Hey!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm trying to figure out why my son is not doing his Spanish homework.
Because he doesn't know the language.
I had to have the talk last night. The talk. Do you know what the talk is?
Was it sex?
In English or Spanish?
Amazing.
That was the talk at my house.
Yeah. Never had that talk.
Never had that talk.
No, it's the you have to do your homework or you're not going to be allowed to do extracurricular activities talk.
Oh, is this like that we're going to take away the TV and all of your devices?
No, he doesn't get TV or devices unless he's with me collecting toys. He doesn't get them at the house.
Okay.
So I get home last night from when we were collecting toys, and my wife has gone off the deep end. She's like, I was spitting nails earlier. It took everything I had not to text you while you were out collecting toys. It gets him to be about 5:15. At 5:45, he has to go to basketball. This week is evaluation, so they have a couple of nights. The season doesn't start until January, but they got to evaluate.
We're
the
scouting,
kids. Right? You know, and I'm the general manager for this league now. I'm the coach for this league.
Hey, caramba.
So, 5:15, they got to leave at 5:45 to go to the gym, and he's like, "Ooh, I have Spanish homework." Now, you know what I asked
him?
I asked him on the way home from school. Hey, do you have any homework? He's like, no, it's all done. And then when he got home from school at about 4, Lana said to him, hey, do you have any homework?
This is too early to get one of those planning grids, right? They don't do that in schools. That comes a couple years after this, right?
Yeah, I don't think they get that.
Okay.
But can't people forget stuff? I forget stuff all the time.
So here's the thing. He tells mom that he didn't have homework.
Oh.
Okay.
Strike two.
So let's rewind to Tuesday night. So Tuesday, he stays at school late. He does an after-school program one day a week until 6 p.m. And the rule is get your homework done at the after-school program. And he also has his piano lessons.
Okay.
And then that allows him the rest of the
week. Oh, yeah. No, that's great.
And here's the other thing. He doesn't get a lot of homework. It's like two or three sheets the most and maybe some spelling words. Doesn't get a lot. They don't like a lot of homework.
So you don't believe that he forgot. You believe he was hiding it from you.
I don't know what he did.
Well,
I,
you just know that he just,
I just know he
wasn't prioritizing his time.
Right. And at 5:50.
He's 8. Prioritizing his time.
Look, he's got a lot of things to do. You got to start him early now.
I don't know you anymore. I don't.
So we had to have the talk last night. And I was like, listen, buddy, you know, you get to do some amazing things. You're a really good kid. I love you to death.
He is a good boy.
He's fantastic. I was like, but the homework has to come first. You got to do that or you can't do lacrosse or you can't do basketball. Or you can't do piano. And then the crocodile tears just... You know, and he's standing there.
Did you ask him the Spanish word for crying?
Were you like, I'm going to coach a team you're not on?
That, no baloncesto for you.
He said that. He's like, so you would coach and I wouldn't play? I was like, I've committed. Yeah, I'm in. I want you to be in. I want you to be on my team, unlike some dads.
Otherwise, I'm going to sit you on the bench.
Some dads in the meeting were like, hey, does my kid have to be on my team?
Do I have to drive?
I wouldn't want him on my team, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Be too much pressure.
Holy moly.
What do you... what's the standard? Like next week, if he does his homework, then you move forward, or what? How long do you have to wait? How does that work?
So he doesn't start basketball until after the first of the year. But I said to him, I was like, Tuesdays, it just has to be done, buddy. Just knock it out on Tuesdays. You have 3.5 hours at school of playing a piano and knock out the little bit of homework you have.
You seem like you picked the wrong time of year for this. Because he's getting ready to go into Christmas vacation. And, you know,
but
the minute the kids forget.
Santa
like,
is watching, dude.
Oh, no, I get it. That's a great, you know, helper.
And we're taking him to see the Grinch tonight.
But, yeah.
Oh.
So
it's like I don't want to take that away. You know, like
it's so good
because you want to go.
Yes, but it teaches you.
Spoiler
the
alert: his heart grows just 3 sizes.
What?
He gets the Christmas spirit.
So in other words,
I'll ruin it for everybody. Sorry.
So in other words, he's in trouble.
Do his homework.
He's in trouble, but not really.
You still don't want to give away. You still don't want to take away things.
You want to go see the Grinch is basically what this boils down to.
You're right. Like, how is you not doing homework affecting my life?
I just don't want him to end up like me. That's all. I don't do what
There's
your dad
no
did.
There's no chance of that.
Don't there do what your dad
As long as Lana all. Is sure. in her his life, there is no chance of that.
Yeah.
I don't know?
Yeah, sure.
He's just 8.
Don't screw up the Grinch for me, jerk.
We got tickets, man. Come on, just do your homework.
Did he end up doing his homework?
Yeah. He did his homework. See.
Through his tears.
Now he's on his way to Espanol.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We've had quite the week on the show. Barrett trying to catch the Elf on the Shelf. I broke my thumb playing basketball, mm-hmm. and there was an intervention. And then producer Dan hoping to find the Christmas spirit with Annie, the Christmas elf. It is time for the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. What's up, Boston?
What's going on, producer Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Winter Wonderland,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. the King of Christmas.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Frosty the Dope Man. A.k.a. Jolly Old Saint G. Bop, bop. Okay, drop that rap. Here it is, back again if you missing me. This week's rap's gonna get a little Christmassy. I write efficiently with nobody assisting me. You know my history, we cooking like rotisserie. Set it and forget it and just ride along with me. Barrett tried to trap himself on the shelf, Ziggy. I hope your holding cell had enough leg room. He had a whole plan to trick him to his bedroom. He set a trap with a note, said, I know he coming. You ain't gonna catch a magic elf with dental floss, youngin. He was running and gunning, the trap planted. He was gonna catch that magic elf red-handed. Carson's eyes expanded. Son, what you doing? Shh. Ziggy the elf, we're pursuing. He's Santa's help, you don't want to get him riled up. He's like, Dad, I just want to see him fly once. Barrett, take that whole trap down, now don't waste time. But this ain't kidnapping, we ain't crossing state lines. You're gonna have to catch that magic elf another way. Ziggy is free to roam another day, yup. Next up, Carson's kinda moving gingerly. Guess Mr. Glass got another hooping injury. Now I ain't saying quit playing, and you old as dirt. But it'd be quicker just to mention what you haven't hurt, nothing. Yeah, that about sums it up. You can't ball with these young bucks coming up. We had enough. So it was time for us to mention. Carson, this is your b-ball intervention. Had every intention to approach this lovingly. But that was tough in present company. Sat down and wrote letters that we spoke to you. But we all just kind of roasted you. At least you married with a partner in this life. Saved the best letter for last. It was your wife's. Me, I lost the Christmas spirit, man. I played myself. I was in too deep. I couldn't save myself. I asked for help for my ice heart to melt. Then along came Annie, my Christmas self.
Aww.
Straight off the shelf, full of cheer to help a brother out. Then throughout the week, it started coming out. I can't admit it took a lot before I got far. Went to Faneuil Hall and ice skated down at Frog Pond. It was on, but my Grinchdom arises. It's not easy for a heart to grow three sizes. We ain't quit, though my Christmas cheer got crickets. Keith Lockhart even hooked it up with Pop's tickets. Now I could feel my time narrowing, so we dressed up and went to do some caroling. I had people helping me along the way with patience. Even my mother got involved. We put up decorations. See, my Christmas ain't the stuff for the spending. Y'all ready for this Hallmark ending? For this last part, I might need a tissue. I learned Christmas ain't the acts, it's the people with you. You guys get it? You guys get it?
I'm really gonna cry.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Daniel. Daniel with a heart up in there. Oh, my God.
Honest opinions?
I'd say don't quit your day job. But
10 out of 10.
Kind of wanting them to quit their day job.
No, Sal actually likes this part.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.